Zogt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Erevin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess. We're still talking about this caravan that was traveling together, and they're setting up camp over here before Shabbos. In a valley, they're surrounded by fields, it's a wide open area, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, it's also not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, but you can't carry here, Midrabanan, it's called the Carmelis. So there's a special heter. We don't really have too much material or time to be able to put up a real good mechitza, so we can have a quasi kind of a mechitza, which under these circumstances is okay. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that they made a mechitza out of the saddles or kalim that they had for the behemoths. Here we learn, makifin, that they surround their camp, shloisha chavalim, with three ropes, zelem alamizet, one higher than the other. So they drive some stakes into the ground, and they attach ropes from one pole to the other. From the rope that is all the way at the bottom to the ground, we have less than three tefachim. Anything that is less than three tefachim is considered lavud. From that one to the rope on top, you have less than three tefachim. So right now we're a little bit less than six tefachim high. And from the middle one to the top one is also less than three tefachim. So we're basically like nine tefachim high, but not a whole nine tefachim, because each one has to be a little bit less than three tefachim. And this is okay. You may ask, how can it be okay? Didn't we learn that it has to be high at least 10 tefachim? If I have three ropes and there has to be less than three between each, so I don't have a full 10 tefachim. I don't even have a full 9 tefachim. Well, the answer is, we also have the width of the rope, as the Mishnah is soon going to explain. Let's see the whole Mishnah again. Makifin, you can surround the camp, shloisha chavalim, with three ropes, zel umala mizet, one above the other. Lobovat provided, shloyehei ben cheva lechaveri, you shouldn't have between one rope and the other one, shloisha tefachim, three tefachim. You have to have an airspace of less than three tefachim. Again, between the floor and the first one, between the first one and the second one, and between the second one and the third one. Shir chavalim. What about the shear of the rope itself? The avion and their thickness. If you look at the girs of the Bartanura, he reads, shir oive hachavalim. What is the shear of the thickness of the ropes? Yaser al tefach. More than a tefach. It doesn't mean that each rope has to be wide a tefach. It means that the average thickness of each rope has to be a little bit more than the third of a tefach. So if I would take all three ropes together, it would add up to a little bit more than a tefach. So the space in between the ropes is a little bit less than nine, because each one is a little bit less than three tefach. Plus the total thickness of all three ropes, which adds up to a little bit more than a tefach. So a little bit less than nine plus a little bit more than a tefach gives us the necessary 10 tefachim high. So once again, what is our Mishnah telling us? You can surround a camp with three ropes, one on top of the other, as long as from the bottom till the first one it's less than three, from the first to the second it's less than three, from the second to the third on top it should be less than three. That gives us a total of, just in airspace, of a little bit less than nine. If the total thickness of all three ropes is a little bit more than a tefach, I have my total 10 tefachim. And therefore, for these people over here in the valley, this is enough of a mechitzah.